I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
Hello there, this is Kong Ho, tech editor at the South China Morning Post. And in this week's edition of Inside China Tech, we will take a tour through China's social media scene. And we have today with us Iris Deng, tech reporter. Hello there, Iris.
Hello.
And Celia Chen, who is joining us from
Shenzhen office. Hi.
So for those of us who may not be as familiar with WeChat, let me just give you a very brief introduction. It is a social media app that has multiple functions, and it has 1 billion daily active users. And just to put that into context, Facebook has about 1.5 billion. So it's really huge. Everyone and just about everyone in China uses it. And today, we are very fortunate to have Iris, who went down to Guangzhou last week to attend WeChat's annual developer conference. So Iris, tell us what happened at the conference.
I think the highlight of that conference was the speech by the creator of WeChat, who is Alan Zhang Xiaolong. He gave a speech on Wednesday night. So it was pretty much like a rock star concert that night, with people selling tickets, actually bracelets, to get into the conference. And yeah, everyone waited outside.
These are ticket touts?
Yes, they are.
So people were touts for tickets to a WeChat conference.
Yeah, because some people couldn't get a ticket to the speech. It was sold out before the event. So yeah, people are
willing to pay black market prices to hear Alan Zhang speak.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what's so special about him?
Alan Zhang has been seen as the number one product manager in China for being the creator of WeChat, which is now the dominant messaging and social media app in China.
So I understand that he told the audience that he's not that good at public speaking, and then he went on to speak for how long?
For 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did he say during those 4 hours? It seems like a very long speech.
Yes. So he looked back on the early days of WeChat, how everything started, and also explained some of his philosophies of developing a product, not just WeChat, but also one of his early invention, which is Foxmail, a very popular mail service single-handedly developed by Zhang Xiaolong. And from there, he explained why these products are successful, because he wanted to make them simple and wanted to make them user-friendly instead of making a very bulky app.
So Celia, you use WeChat, do you? In your everyday life?
Yes, of course, I use WeChat every day. You know, without WeChat, Chinese people cannot survive without WeChat.
I think that is an exaggeration. It can be true.
Yeah.
What is so different, you know, about WeChat compared with, say, Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat?
We use WeChat for hailing taxis or pay the bills, and also book the restaurant, book tickets. We do everything on WeChat. You know, in mainland China, I do not bring my wallet. I just take my phone and I do everything with my WeChat.
So it's everything in one, basically.
Yeah. I just take my phone with WeChat in it. Everything can be done.
You mentioned 1 billion daily active users. So basically 1 billion people log into a WeChat every day.
Yes, globally.
Globally, right?
Yeah.
Well, China has about 1.3 billion people. So, I mean, are we reaching, you know, saturation point in a way in terms of, you know, signing up new users, at least in China?
Yes, I think so. Because as you mentioned, we Chinese people in total just 1.3 billion, but WeChat already have 1 billion users.
So what's next for WeChat? Did Alan Zhang kind of give a hint on future, on how he's going to where he's going to take WeChat?
So in one of the most recent update of WeChat, they added a new feature called Time Capsule. It basically worked like Instagram story. And you can post videos on WeChat that will disappear in the after 24 hours. And Zhang Xiaolong's thinking behind this is that he thinks video will be the future of communications, and it conveys more message and more information than pictures, text. And he also believed that the videos can also tell the real-time experience of the users. So he thinks it's a more authentic way to communicate with people.
I think one of the reasons WeChat do that, because WeChat has made a lot of pressures from TikTok. In China, we also noticed Douyin, because within Douyin, we just take videos and post the videos. And I think the logic behind WeChat changes is also the outside pressure.
So from what you're telling me, WeChat is overwhelmingly dominant, but it is still also facing pressure and is responding to those pressures and challenges.
Yes, you're right. Even if WeChat has 1 billion users and it's just like a dominating social media apps, but a lot of internet companies just want to challenge that. On Tuesday this week, and three social media apps were launched together at the same day. So the first one is Ma Tong. You know, in English, it's a toilet. Eris, do you know how does it work? You know, do you try
the toilet?
Ma Tong?
Or toilet?
it's how the real toilets name. Work, but
you don't know. No, you don't know really. How the apps work, because the link was blocked by WeChat. And I was in the conference of the Ma Tong product launch, and I just said, I want to have a try of the product, but the manager told me that because of a lot of downloads, the website broke, so we cannot download the.
But you mentioned that the link was blocked. What do you mean? Is a download link and it was blocked on WeChat?
The link was blocked by WeChat.
Okay, so there's this new social app that wants to challenge WeChat.
Yeah.
And their link to attract new users was publicized on WeChat and WeChat blocked it.
Yeah, you're right. Because you mentioned 1 billion people use WeChat if you want to make your product registered, you have to share among people, which is a channel. WeChat is the only one, I think.
It's kind of ironic then, isn't it? It's like, You want to challenge a dominant player, but it seems like the only way to get the word out is through that channel.
Yeah, it's the main way. But another way is just you copy the link and put in Google and you can download it. But I don't think a lot of people do that, because in China, a lot of people just use WeChat.
Now we know that WeChat obviously is the flagship social product of Tencent Holdings, whose major business, besides social media, is gaming. And, we have previously reported that they are undergoing a kind of shift in strategy. Maybe, Iris, you want to talk us through it?
Yes. As we know, a lot of Tencent's business now are focused on games and also WeChat. That's pretty much consumer-facing. That's B2C business. And now they're announcing the shift to serving the businesses rather than just the customers. The reason why they're trying to do this is that games are now under stricter scrutiny by the Chinese government. So the Chinese government hasn't approved any new games after March. And also in the WeChat business, as we know, it has 1 billion users now. So user growth might be slowing down. And also it's facing competition by companies such as ByteDance and all that. So they are finding other ways to be their next growth generator. That's why they are shifting to serve the industries.
Yeah, I think Tencent's strategy change from customers to industry is in line with China's overall push to upgrade its manufacturing ability.
Earlier, we talked about short videos, TikTok or Douyin. I know this format is really popular in China, and in many ways, it's taken off worldwide as a result of its popularity in China. Do you guys also take videos of yourselves and post them to your friends?
Actually, I don't take short videos to my friends myself, but I always watch Douyin video. You know, it's like I always feel addictive to the short videos. I watch the videos one by one, but when I look at the time, oh, 1 hour has passed by. You know?
You mean you can spend 1 hour watching consecutive 15-second videos?
Yeah. After I noticed time, I feel very, very sad. Oh, I wasted another time. I wasted 1 hour, but next time when I turn on Douyin and I will watch the videos for another hour.
So you don't watch conventional linear television, you don't watch Netflix, you just watch like short videos and that's entertainment for you?
Yeah, just the entertainment after work, I just watch the short videos.
What's so addictive? I mean, what's so interesting about these videos? I mean, is there a certain genre that you like cats or dogs or what?
No, because the videos are very short, just the 15 seconds, and I just when I finish one, another one just jump out itself, and I just keep watching. Sometimes I feel very boring, but another one came out. Okay, I finished this one, and another one came out again. I just watching and another one.
It just keeps going on and on.
Yeah, it's just going on and on.
What about Iris? What do you do? Do you watch short videos or do you sit down and read a book?
I like longer form videos. I
30
only
seconds?
Yeah, maybe a little bit longer than that. Mm. I checked out some short video apps for work because I need to check out why they're interesting to so many people. But on one of the apps I'm looking at, I try to find something funny and I cannot. But when I realized that, it's after 30 minutes. You can see videos of different genres, but whether that's interesting to you, it depends.
How do these apps make money then? I mean, I understand that they can get a lot of eyeballs and probably keep them on the screen for a long time. Is there any way for them to make money? I mean, is there some sort of commerce element to it? Advertising maybe? I don't know.
So advertising is one of the main contributors to the short video apps. Brands are making these platforms one of their advertising channels. They set up their own accounts on the apps, and I think some of them include luxury brands, also foreign brands. Michael Kors is one of the latest and to set up and publicize their own products on Douyin, I think.
So what kind of content kind of dominates these short video apps? Are they kind of like the nonsensical or the vulgar, or I mean, do you get any content that is inappropriate?
I think the app will recommend the videos according to your favorite. If you watch one of the wedding ceremony and another one is the same, you can watch the very similar content during.
So this is an AI recommendation?
Yeah. I think so.
So if you watch a lot of doggy videos, cute puppy videos, and they would push those videos to you?
Yeah. But I removed Douyin app from my phone because I think I waste a lot of time in the app, so I removed it several months ago.
So globally, we have this KOLs, you know, or YouTubers who have millions of followers. I mean, what's the situation in China's social media scene?
Some of the internet celebrities in China, they also have huge following of millions. And the books they recommend, the products they endorse, they sell out within minutes. And also some of them set up their own brands of makeup, fashion brands as well, and to capitalize on their followers.
It sounds like you can cash in on fame in China's social media scene as well.
Definitely.
So we've been talking about China's social media scene, about WeChat and Tencent with Iris Deng and Celia Chen. You can find more of their stories on scmp.com/tech. And this is all we have for you in this week's edition of Inside China Tech Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.